It sounded like a lively discussion.
It seems like the subject is of such a nature that it draws people in. Wait just a couple minutes. Yeah, wait just a couple minutes. I'll give you the cue then. I appreciate and I agree with what I was hearing. My caution is, don't go home and pursue it. Don't do that. Don't put a focus on it. And what you were saying, Aaron, is right on. People who focus and pursue that, it gets them into trouble. Yeah, don't do that. If there's issues arise, deal with it and then go on. Okay. If things arise, deal with it, then go on. But if you focus and pursue it, you will. I have heard various situations where it took people down a wrong road and there was a continued things going on. In fact, sometimes I hear preachers sharing how if they're out preaching, then things happen back home and this and that. I'm not saying that that doesn't happen. But what I would suggest is pray about it, then just go, and God will take care of your family. And the more we focus on those kind of things, things will happen that shouldn't happen. That's just my caution with it all. So I'm, okay, I think we're all on the same page here. But there's something with the whole nature of it that it draws people, makes people curious, and then you pursue it, and it doesn't turn out good.
Very wise.
So, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing. I think it's just good to have discernment. If things are satanic, deal with it. But then, in the whole deliverance ministry, there are things that are placed into that category that's just simply flesh. And we need to repent, turn away from it. But if there are actually demonic things, hey, it needs dealt with. And do what needs done. Very good. Very good. I appreciate. I excellent. If you look on your list, the title that is on there is Conveying Music Values. And that was another thing that was a request that had come last year. And I hope you didn't come expecting some great exposition on music, because that's not what I have tonight. But there's a couple things that in considering some of the things that we have done over the years in a purposeful way and also are pursuing presently, that thought it could be helpful for us to consider. Would I be right in saying that the whole subject of music can be a bit of a difficult one? It's a bit of a difficult subject. It just really is. I'll tell you this. About 5 years ago, we went on a journey. We were going to have this wonderful teaching among us, and we're going to really get and have some real good teaching. And we appointed a couple brothers to pursue it. And 5 years later, we're actually I'd be pursuing it now. And somehow it got on the back burner, but I'm just saying that things very quickly, things aren't as easy. When it comes to music, that whole area of music can be a difficult one to sort through. Saying that, I'd like to maybe give just some thoughts that we walked through as a brotherhood some years back. Of course, we enjoy good music, we enjoy good singing, and over a course of some time, we have various ones in our church who were very inclined toward good singing, good music, enjoyed it. And so as time had gone on, there's various ones that had started attending Shenandoah Music Camp. I think most of us are familiar with that. And what I'm going to be sharing, I like to say that I'm not here to slam Shenandoah. I'm not here to, but I'd like to give you some perspective of things we walked through and where we have, what has developed with some of that for us locally, and give you a what I'm going to call a bigger picture pursuit that we have endeavored to pursue after that has been a blessing. It was one of those things that in our local congregation, I don't know what percentage it was, but there was some of our families, youth and children went to sing at Shenandoah, and others did not. And there's a bit of a controversial thought pattern behind all that, for various reasons. There's some in looking at going, there's some that had various concerns. Some of those concerns surrounded the types of songs that were sung. Some of the style in the songs, as well as some of the lyrics that were sung, that had a part to do with it. There's other concerns that ran with it, is the large group of people that it drew, from all spectrums. As the years progressed, obviously there was friends being made from a very wide Anabaptist circle, very, very wide. And, you know, I remember specifically one Sunday afternoon after music camp, I remember there's a couple youth singing out in the parking lot, and they were having a wonderful time singing. They were just, you know, having a wonderful time. But the songs that they were singing and really enjoying to sing were the kinds of songs that brought some question. And as a leadership, we continued to have those dialogues. What do we do about that? You know, where do we go? On one hand, you look at the positive influence. We have some among us who were very poor singers, and going there actually helped them move forward in a good way. There's a level of education, there's a level of singing that was helpful. And so we continued our conversations as leadership. And one of the things that came out of our discussions was, if we have a high enough level of concern that we move away from Shenandoah, is there something that we can do locally to supply that need? Now, I say that to say, for us locally, and I think for many here, there's a lot of our people come from settings that four-part harmony wasn't sung. Many of our people come from settings the parents, they're not good at singing, and now we have homeschool, and it's not being taught at home. And so how do we meet the needs that are there? How do we do that? Those are questions we were asking ourselves. And so we, in our dialogues, we ask the question, do we try to reinvent the wheel? Do we try to somehow provide something? Those were questions. And as we continued talking about it, we finally concluded as a leadership, if there's a level of concern that's high enough that we're going to draw our people back away from that, then we need to supply something that in turn will meet that need. Because there is a real need there. There's a real need, and how are we going to supply that? So we put it out to the brothers. I'm not sure how many years ago that was, six, seven years ago. We put it out, had discussions, and we had our first music class in that time frame somewhere where we had two weekends, Friday night, Saturday morning, afternoon, and Sunday evening. And that first year that we had the music teaching and choir, everyone came away and their hands were sort of down, and it, you know, yeah, everyone enjoyed it, but it didn't compare to what they had experienced before. Anyhow, we continued to move forward with that, and the second year, I'm just going to say our teachers that taught the classes and the choir time and everything that we had progressed to a level that there was a level of excitement that came among our people. There is a transformation that was coming. There's a level of excitement, and it was after that excitement that we came to the brotherhood and said, okay, now, well, you know, initially we had talked about it, but not really drew the line. We had talked about our pursuit, but then after the second year, we asked our brotherhood if there'd be a way to draw back from that, which we did then. So anyhow, I would like to, what I want to do is just walk through that a bit, what we're really doing. But before I do that, I want to give you a concept that is at the very heart and core of this whole thing. Now, I'm going to illustrate it this way. If you all face a temptation in your thoughts, if thoughts come to you, a temptation, and you try to get rid of that, and you try to get rid of that thought, you try to get rid of that thought, would I be right in saying that it's much easier to get rid of those thoughts if you fill it with something good? Are you with me on that? Okay. I would like to suggest that what we are pursuing and what is continuing to develop in our children and our youth hearts is an enjoyment for good music, an enjoyment for something that's good and solid to where they really enjoy it. And with that, it doesn't necessarily take away the need to talk about the negative things. And yet, if you foster good singing, good music, and there's an excitement and an enjoyment with it, the level of desire for the negative is at a much more minimal level. Okay, at the very heart and core of what we're doing is developing that. Now, with it, actually, do you want to pass out the papers? And I just want to go through a number of things that I have on a paper, goals that we have on the big picture with it, what our goals are with the music classes. And like I said, we're doing it two weekends, on a Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon. We're doing it Sunday evening, and then we're ending the second weekend with a program. And at the program, families can bring their friends, widows, neighbors, grandparents, and it becomes a highlight in the end, the program. Now, with it, it started out with just us at Faith. It was just a little before we divided it with Bethlehem. Later on, Shining Light came on. And at this point, what's happening, there's this past spring, there was 220 students at the music time, 220. Most of those, obviously, are children and youth, but then there's also parents. There's grandparents, parents, and whoever has interest in participating is free to do that. But between the three churches, there's 220 that are a part of that, and obviously there's others that have asked to be a part, and we've declined at this point. It's large enough without that. But if you look at the paper that says music classes, I'm just going to read some of the goals here. One of the goals we have is to inspire excellent congregational singing. That's our primary goal with it, to inspire excellent congregational singing. Now, many of our children are homeschooled and parents come from backgrounds that don't use four-part harmony, and it's essential that our children learn to sing well. Yeah, there's another goal to promote appreciation and enjoyment of good, solid songs that align with the values we carry. If a person enjoys good music, there's a lot less pull toward the wrong music. I would like to say that when we pulled away from Shenandoah, the first year or two, there was some pull toward singing that type of music, and it took us a bit to come to a good solid place with that. But today we're very happy and blessed with where that's at. But we had some lingering things that we had to bring to a clear place with it. It's to promote an understanding of hymn structure, and with it bring understanding why a lot of contemporary songs today don't comply with solid music standards. Now, saying that, we have composition to where there's music that's written to songs as a part of the classes. And I have a little songbook here that is a compilation of songs that at the music camp or at the music teaching, the two weekends, there's music that's written to songs, and our own people are writing songs as well as writing music for the songs, as you will see here in the song. And I have some examples here you can look afterward. And what I'm trying to say here is the more that people understand hymn structure, what makes good music, the more solid that will become in our people. Now, not everyone is going to write music. You know, count me out. Okay. Not everyone is going to write music for songs. But we had enough interest that we actually have two classes writing hymn music. And what I'd like to suggest is in writing hymn music and understanding what good hymn structure is building a solid foundation of right and wrong music. Now, not everyone in church will have that, but it's putting the foundation under a good amount of our good, solid singers. It's putting a foundation under that. It's promoted an understanding of hymn structure, and with it bring understanding why a lot of contemporary songs today don't comply with solid music standards. Mixing the choirs with both experienced and inexperienced singers helps curve professionalism, giving proper self-worth to both experienced and the inexperienced. Now, I don't know if you follow that. You know, you have some in church who are at the very top. They are the very best. They understand it and they sing and their abilities are way at the top. And you have others that can barely carry a tune. You put a choir together where you have both and they learn to work together, it puts a nice medium ground with it all. It brings it together. It helps curb those things. And the last bullet there with the goals is to promote songwriting. There are very few songwriters in our Anabaptist circles. Am I right with that? There's very few songwriters in our Anabaptist circles. We do two consecutive weekends, Friday night, Saturday forenoon, and afternoon, and Sunday evening. Half the time is spent in classes, and the other half of the time is spent in choir time, concluding with a choir program the second Sunday evening where we invite grandparents, neighbors, and friends. Now, there are some people who learn, you know, they can, you know, pick up a songbook and read those notes, you know, and they understand it fully with their head, but when it comes out of their mouth, it's not on. Okay, by spending half the time in actual class time and the other half the time in choir time helps bring that together so you have both coming out of your mouth as well as being able to read songs. So it's not uncommon for us on a Sunday morning. You know, we try not to do it all the time, but it's not uncommon for a new song to come up and the song is just sung because there's enough among us who are able to just simply sing the song. And it's faltering at first, but, you know, I sing a couple times and it's right there. There are a lot of parents that are also a part of the classes and the choirs. So if I say there's 220, I'm not even sure how all that's divided up. But you can see that, you know, we start young with a class for the 4-year-olds and all the way up. But old grandpas, they sing in the choir and all the way down, you know. So it's open for anyone. It's not a have to. It's not a requirement, but it's open for anyone. And the children and the youth enjoy it. It's actually a highlight. They all want to go. It's an excitement. And guess what? They're singing. They're learning to sing good music. And there's a young crew coming up. You know, we've been going for 5 years, and there's a young crew coming up that has started, you know, when they were 5 years old, and 5 years later, they're 10, and what you hear coming out of their mouth is amazing. Okay? There's a level of, it's a blessing. Below that, I simply have how we have some of the classes divided up, and we simply put out a questionnaire, and people can choose what kind of classes they want to participate in, anything from the basic shape notes to the timing signatures to the singing class, you know, the more difficult songs to music composition. And the music composition, and actually all the way in the end, we have the poetry class. There's one class that discusses how to write poetry in preparation for the songs for the next year to help coordinate that. And here this little songbook. The first one is a song that Charles Wesley put the words in. And then the composition class put the whole music to it in the 2 weekends. Now, it's all they can do to get that accomplished in 2 weekends. and we have two classes doing it, and I know the one class is past time. They even met on Saturday morning earlier to, you know, to work on it as a class outside of it, you know, to try to get it done, because then they sing it as a part of the end program. But the songs here, you know, we have songs in here from our own. Okay, some of the words here and some of them are written by other people, and then our people put music in it, on it. Others, the words and the music is written by our own people. So, and then we have this in Iraq on a Sunday morning, and they're sung at Sunday mornings. People can pick from them, as well as youth. Youth also sing for the youth singing the Sunday afternoons. It's also used for that. So, yeah, it's been a blessing. But I would like to just put out the idea on the big picture. It has brought some of the professionalism to a more medium ground, and yet there's a very good level of understanding coming that produces this. It produces this. And they're enjoying the good, solid hymns. Now, there's a second paper, if you want to turn to it, a study topic for music discernment. I just put this out. I don't have a lot to say about this, except some of the brothers put this together, actually a couple from leadership put this together. This is something that we're in progress right now. There's a couple brothers appointed for each of these five headings to be studying on it, and then our goal is for them to come back and give us a teaching, and then we're going to have practical discussion, brothers meeting, to give us more practicality on the subject of music. But we're going to have first some actual teaching from a couple different brothers, and this is just that, and that's not far, you know, that's not very far progressed, but that's what we're working on right now, to just help us. Yeah. We could have, we have, among us as a leadership, we have enough that our own, or that within the leadership, you know, we could have given teaching, but we're having brothers do that, having them work on it, them prepare it, bring it, give us teaching, then we'll have practical discussion to just help guide us through, you know, some practicalities, and I'm not sure how all that's going to work out, but I'm just saying that's what we're doing. So, I mean, my little presentation is pretty simple, but that's something that we're doing, and we feel blessed by it. On one hand, I had one brother ask me, so have we accomplished what we want to? Are we going to quit now? And to me, yes, I think we are accomplishing what we want, but on a longer term, we're accomplishing what we set out to, with the younger ones getting a good grasp of music, as well as them becoming very good and solid, singing the songs that we appreciate. It's been a very great blessing. So, I don't know if you have questions. If you have questions, fine. I think it'd be a blessing to hear what others are doing on this whole subject of conveying to our people good, solid practices, helping to convey the values of good music. So, yeah, I'm open to questions, but I wouldn't mind hearing from some of you what you all are doing.